You guys, what's going on? What's going on? We're live back at the Comfort Level Podcast. And as you may know, we are excited about our Bars and Bangers Top 10 YouTube promotion. Now, those subscribers and fans, they're growing each week with an artist that has submitted their tracks free of charge. All right, so while I'm giving the viewers a chance to tune in to the live, I wanted to give you a short video. There's something I like to show you. Let me make sure I got the right one up. Okay, yeah, I do. All right. So this is where it's from the Breakfast Club, actually, and it's where Eric Sermon talks about Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's recording session for an upcoming project. So, and Sermon, he was interviewed by Jeremy Heck, and the video is courtesy of Hip Hop DX, if I'm right, or whatever. But anyway, let's do this. So a little bit you guys need to know about.
What's one studio session that stood out just over the course of time where maybe the most surprising people were walking in, or you're like, what is happening? Or you went in thinking one thing was gonna happen.
I just mentioned it. Dr. Dre's session. I come again, Bernard again. So he hooks up to Dr. Dre's session.
Yes,
he calls Dre. Dre pick up, whatever, say, yo, I'm at Prime, I'm eating, but I'll be home in an hour. So we gotta go to Malibu, all the way down Sunset. As soon as I press play, we do one record. I press play again, we do two records. I press play again, we do three records in one night. The guy said, Eric, we've been here for 8 years. We ain't never seen that before. Nobody has done what you did today. So after a while, the next couple of more days, I put another beat on, whatever. Then he called Snoop over, right? So then Snoop and work on a record that I did. Then I come back. Dre worked on a record that he's doing, that he rapped on. So I said, yo, let me rap on that. He's like, yo, Eric's gonna rap. You know, because I didn't rap on nothing. So I said, let me do your style, how you rhyme, and how you put your records together. What's this, your boy, the writer dude? Smitty. Yeah, Smitty. One of the coolest dudes, too. He was draining them. So I was writing some rhymes with him. And he was like, yo, we don't do that here. You know, Dre would say the cadence. And then we would all say a rhyme. And then if the rhyme sounds good, then we put that down. So there's no writing. It's just 16 bars of whatever the freestyle may be, and if we like it. So the process was something I never seen before in my life and never experienced in my life, getting produced by somebody, you know? Yeah. And then being able to use their method of writing a record. It makes you not want to do that no more. Like, that method is undeniably, you can't go wrong, because you got a room of people that is agreeing with the line, and if the line is not right, then it doesn't go. So everything is right, if I can say, yeah. Whether, you know what I'm saying? And my verse was spectacular.
It's like vocal producers.
Yes. Yeah. And then he would stack the vocals 5 times, like one ad-lib. But like, if one word says great, it would stack it 5 times. It doesn't make sense when you're doing it, but when you hear it back, everything was like, yo, this is crazy. I watched him do it with Snoop and everything too. After the cadence, he'd be like, so the cadence would be there, put words to it. Great. He said, Eric, go back to 1989 and do this to what you're saying voice, and we're gonna do it like that, whatever. And I was able to. And then he was like saying that, because I have a lisp, you know, so I'm like, I gotta say certain words to make sense, to make it go so I can flow. He's like, yo, just say it slow. So if I say it slow, it ain't gonna be on beat. Say it slow. And the shit worked. I'm like, holy shit. So all this time, I could have said the words I wanted to say it slower, and it's gonna catch up. No, it's gonna catch up. To me, it might seem like it's gonna be slagging if I say too many words at one time because of my list. He's just saying slow it down, and it's still gonna fit.
To command that trust in a room, though, it's kind of like what you're saying about
it's him.
You have to, once you have that level of success, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I trust what you're about to tell me.
Yep, I'm me.
Yeah.
He's also him, too.
What's one studio session that stood out just over the course of time?
That's crazy. So, again, that brings us back to last week's discussion on brand unity. Like, they worked in the studio. He said he never, it made me feel like he never want to rap again, but the shit works. You know what I mean? Working together and putting together, and they've been doing it for over 8 years, and told him, said, no, we don't do this, okay? We do it a certain way, and that's just the way it's done. You know what I mean? And then they come out with a good product. You know what I mean? Nothing is like spare moment or anything like that. Everything is planned. What's up, Daryl? So as people joining us, this top 10 third week is about to kick off. It's about to kick off. We got some great artists. Music today, seven shots, Spark Easy, Chief Wrecker, Papers, Fire Nation Flame, Moody 144,000. We got Decade, we got DC, we got Daryl Watson, Papers, and Callie the Chef. All that's going down today. That's right. It's all going down today. And I'm going to go back over the rules while we're here. Okay. And the purpose of the program. Okay. So the purpose of the program is to help artists who are also creators increase their subscriptions, their fans, and their views on YouTube because of monetization standards, as well as, you know, you becoming people knowing you more, and, you know, you becoming more of a notoriety. So your YouTube channel can prove to be beneficial in many different ways, you know? So you want to gain revenue to your creations. A lot of you guys have a lot of YouTube songs and videos and stuff on there, you know, and you need to bring that up. That's going to help us all. So make sure that rule number one, you follow Reality Music CL. You can put At the Comfort Level Podcast in the YouTube search and it will come up. Also, any of our other social media platforms, I would appreciate you following. I'd appreciate it because some of you guys that are having your music played or interviews at the podcast, I can't tag you because you're not following the podcast. You're either following me over at Janet Torrance or you're following me somewhere else, and I can't tag you on the Comfort Level Podcast. I can't tag you on Comfort Level Podcast. I can't tag you on Instagram. I can't tag you. So you got have to follow me somewhere where I can tag you, okay? And I mostly post my flyers on all of the pages. So if you at least connect with one, I'll get you. Okay. I don't want to have to look you up on all of my pages. Okay. So if I'm doing this for you free, then I need participation. Okay. This is a lot of content that I have to come up with. And I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm only one person. We'll put it that way. Rule number two. Artists must submit a YouTube link only in the comments or my messenger. JK, how are you? Thank you. He loves my hat. Okay, thank you. I know I got this little baby and I liked it. So make sure you put your YouTube link only. We're working on YouTube right now. If you want to send me an MP3 or whatever, then that's going to cost you. As simple as that. You send me an MP3, it's going to cost you because it needs to go on my radio station. You know, and I'm doing this for free. I'm putting winners on RMC Independent Radio. Okay, so we going up. So anyway, rule number three, 10 artists per week. Only 10 will be played, reviewed, and commented on tonight. This is it. Okay, the people in the comments help us review the songs. They tell us whether they like them or whatever. If they don't like them, you know, or they just say, ooh, I like that beat, smooth. Any comment that's commented about your song counts as a vote. I am keeping the tab. Okay? And we have I didn't even put up the prize thing. I got to fix that. We have two prizes to be awarded every show. On Monday, each Monday, the Artist Prize. The Artist Prize is an in-studio only interview. I'm not interviewing you online. You got to get your butt up and come to this studio. I'm paying rent here. Okay? And I need you get your butt up and get to the studio. All right? This is it. Plus, you get a radio rotation for one song of your choice. Okay? It doesn't have to be the song that won on the show. One song of your choice. You know, because people have songs that are upcoming, you know, that's not on YouTube yet. So you might want to break tracks. That's what we do. We break tracks on radio. All right? Engagers. This is a random computer draw for various gifts. Okay? Thank you, Fire. This is a random computer draw, and I give out various gifts. Okay? So you never know what it's going to be, but it is going to be a branded gift. Okay? A brand gift, because that's what we work on, pushing brands. By the end of the top 10 promo, which is 10 weeks, we're in week 3, we will have promoted 100 artists. 100 artists and their YouTube pages. Good luck, y'all, collecting them fans. You're going to have to do the work, too. Once they follow you, you need to check your page daily. Follow these people back. Engage with these people that on there, if they leave comments on your page, so that you can build fans, and then you may find them at your next show. Okay? So that's what we're doing. And like I said, today's entrants are Moody 144,000, Decade, DC, Fire Nation Flames, Daryl Watson, Cali the Chef, Spark Easy, Chief Wrecker, Papers, and Seven Shots, who was the winner of our first Bars and Bangers Artist Contest of Most. Yes, it was. All right. So since we got a few people here ready, y'all ready to get into some of these tracks? I'm waiting for, what's up, Gatekeeper? I was kind of waiting for some of the artists because I'm hoping that the artists, I tagged them all. So I'm hoping the artists will get these tags. They stay on these social medias and get these tags and come on in and listen to what we're doing with their music. You know, I might have to set up another rule and say, if you're not listening, you ain't participating. But I don't want to be like other stations, so I'm going to play shit anyway. All right? So who we got? First, we got here, we have DC, and this song is called Replace It. All right? DC had posted this video and song 4 weeks ago. And he has 5.3K 1,000 views on here. So he doing pretty good. Let's get it go.
One lap, two stars, nigga, and one try, nigga. Two stars. I've been ducking for a lot of distractions, nigga. If it was a lot of motherfuckers in the way, why they in the way though? I got a chip on my shoulder, nigga. Sure, bro. Let me tell y'all. I'm just ducking from distractions while my mind too crazy. Been for a pleasure while your mind in the basement. It was love back then, don't come around me faking. I was blinded back then, I was chasing. Now I sit back and let the music replace it. Said now I sit back and let the music replace it. I'm just ducking from distractions while my mind keep racing. Been for a pleasure, keep your mind out the basement. It was love back then, don't come around me faking. I was blinded back then, I was chasing. Now I sit back and let the music replace it. Said now I sit back and let the music replace it. Beat that addiction, now Vogue is an obsession. The ones that I kept close on, I was defeated. Now I'm face to face with legends, talking what's needed. They still talking about my cases, nigga, I beat it. Now watch me flow on these tracks, I'm in the deep end. Can't watch my mouth, I'm just trying to get even. I'm staying on consequences, it took across the chance. When it came to the needle, I lost a couple friends. I know y'all still with me from beginning to the end. I know y'all still with me from beginning to the end. I'm just ducking from the tracks while my mind keeps racing. Been for a pleasure while your mind in the basement. It was love back then, don't come around me faking. I was blinded back then, I was chasing. Now I sit back and let the music replace it. And now I sit back and let the music replace it. I'm just ducking from the tracks while my mind keep racing. Been for a pleasure, keep your mind out the basement. It was love back then, don't come around me faking. I was blinded back then, I was chasing. Now I sit back and let the music replace it. And now I sit back and let the music replace it. Everything I speak from, I'm exhaling pain. Lost so many close to me, we don't breathe the same. It make me push harder to create my own lane. Like we used to talk about it, nigga, no shame. You hear me pouring out? I know they looking down, and I know they crazy proud. Always told myself, gold bottles for the golden child. Said I always told myself, gold bottles for the golden child.
What y'all think? Boy, we got a lot of energy. I like the song. Yeah, he said he replaced it with the music or whatever with his energy. What y'all think? Tell me something. Anybody like it? Say it's definitely a bop. It is. He's known to turn up. You know what I mean? All right. I think we like that. What's next on the list? Do we have that? I guess that was last week done on that. Oh, down here, sorry. Y'all know I had to make the whole new list and everything. I'm like forgetting what I got. All right. This one coming up now is Callie the Chef. While I'm doing that, I'm going to have to get this comment thing together. Callie the Chef, this is called Pagoda. Callie has had this on YouTube for 3 months, and he has 53 views. Callie the Chef. You spell that T-H-A. Callie the Chef. Okay? And this is a remix, so. Let me know what you think. Ooh, starting off good. What you think?
Yeah, Aqui a pegada é diferente, eu sigo contra a corrente. Impossível confundir, vai gritar na tua mente. Tipo o Beyoncé, DJ, te deixo crazy. Eu logo te faço viajar de primeira classe. Faço pra viver o planeta Papi.
Prepara pra sentir
a pegada do Papi. Prepara pra sentir
o gravidão, mãe.
Prepara pra dançar. Pegada do Beyoncé, te pega de jeito.
But I'm sure, you know, the Spanish people, they love it. You know, you can move your hips to it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And Daryl, yeah, this is what Daryl does. All right. Daryl Watson. Yeah, next, okay? This is a freestyle. It says Freestyle 2023. You said it was Purdue Wine going on there. You had it up for 5 months, and you have over 2.1K views on that. Nice job. Okay, let's get into this freestyle. I'm known for having some lyrics on here. You know what I mean? All right, let's go. Daryl Watson.
Yeah, it's the last drum before we drop the mixtape. Little freestyle.
And make sure y'all go to YouTube to watch some videos.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, some of y'all weird ass, energy ass niggas, y'all keep that shit over there for real, though. Stay in lane, rock and do our thing. Yeah, like that shit. Everybody got a roll and I stick to the square. But I've been on my job like this since 10 to 10. You watching the house. DK on the beast, let the story begin. Ever since no cap Sean dropped E3, we've been keeping at the game a year early like E3. Not a little peak sack buffet. Bubbles in the tub like Charles and Helen, not a pretty Rick. Still punch shit like the Christie. All the bullshit that missed me. Never comment on my shit, but God and her, they always fucking tag me. You ask me a straight homo, but I don't say no fucking name. I don't do free promo. I'm cool on the mic. Some niggas on the mic, it's not cool, but it get like that. If you were willing to see a punchline, hit like that. You only fucked it because she pursued a bachelor. I only fucked it because she pursued a bachelor. Yeah. Look. Talk about it. Pull out a vibe again and again. Decide on a couple shows later, they still cannot collide with them. It sounds like in real life, really wrap up with a mixtape drop. Yeah, yeah, you should wrap it up. Rent inside me, sell lemon tail. Got some shit with the December Ross and chill though. I gotta keep it real though. Plus, Mark Thomas in the mix. Some bad Rick Canary sound shit couldn't get rolling. Then I got Maddie B, Marley, too many of the name. Tight grip on the game. Put my play niggas in the lane, then hair trap. The controller, man, it definitely be my pleasure if I have to get to know you. Singing through my temptations, like my papa was a rolling stoner. I'm just a rolling stoner. I am a small circle Motorola. Battery in your back, don't make you a player. It just makes you controller. Last EP, the mixtape, the next thing you hear from me. Darren Ideas, still the fucking Sanders with the recipe. Yeah. True.
Sorry. Y'all got their flute in there. Did anybody even notice that? That flute music? It's like a flute. I don't know. I like the dad. You got a What's up, Kim? You got a, it's a certain type of flow you got. Like, it sounds like you got that old school type flow. You know what I mean? Like, what hip hop is supposed to be. You know what I mean? We got a whole bunch of different sounds nowadays. You know what I mean? But your thing is steady. Anybody agree with that? Yeah, that was really good. I liked it. Thank you for submitting. Good luck. All right, so this one almost hit me. What is it? Okay. Next up is Decade. I almost played it. Decade. And this is called Nice to Meet You. We're running through these because we got 10, but I do have one more bit of thing that I want to tell y'all about, you know, before we do go. You know, maybe I'll tell y'all, play a few of them, tell you or whatever. But anyway, this is a Decade, Nice to Meet You. It's been up for 4 years. It has 373 views. Now, guys, don't take it when, like he's been up for 4 years and he's been up for 2 years and or 5 months and he got so many views on him. But this is the thing. Okay. That's what we're working on now. Okay. So it's going to change. It's going to change. All right. So decade is spelled D3CADE. You know, you put a little swerve on it. Decade. Nice to meet you.
To remember all those fun times we had with each other. I've been out here in my bag looking out for a mother. I'm saying this at your brother, man to man, and I'm proud of you. You're all grown up. You got a plan of your own. They say life is what you make, it's going to make it your throne. I'm with you till the end, so you won't be alone. I love you with every breath in my bones, and that's for real, though. I can see you got a vision, you a man on a mission. You just want to stack the digits, no distractions for women. I hope and pray that you listen. I pray your future exquisite. I hope it's shining and glisten. If somebody ever stepping, swear to God, they go missing. You probably hear this, think I'm tripping while I deliver this message. You know I've always been expressive, the man you become is impressive. Live your life and learn some lessons as your future progresses. Nice to meet you. Baby sister, it's so nice to meet you. You look exactly like my brother, got the same features. Call myself your big brother, that's my greatest endeavor. If you cry, then I'ma cry. We gon' do this together. But if you laugh, then I'ma laugh. You know I'm down for whatever. I'm the shoulder you can lean on when you're under the weather. Time to mess with when these little boys try to get clever. Let yourself and pray that they never. I'm your brother forever. I'm on call away. I can be there whenever. Always remember, live your life with no error. Avoid the word never, cause it can always be better. You're a go-getter. There ain't nobody pressure. I wrote the cards to the letter. You make me want to be better. Just to have your love forever. Girl, that's nothing to treasure. It's so nice to meet you. Glad I can finally see you. I'll let this music speak to you whenever you need it to.
Do we all families out of it? If you fall, I'ma be there.
Nice to meet you.
It can't nobody take that away from me.
What y'all think? What y'all think? They making some shit in Oklahoma. That's my guy. Shout out to Decade. Oh my God. I really like it. You know, thing of it is you know, it's, I would be impartial because, you know, like when you know somebody's story, then it hits you different. The lyrics hit you different. Okay. So I actually know his story and it means a lot. It has a lot of meaning. Daryl said he loves the message, you know, and well, you can plainly see that the message is he just met a sister that he didn't know he had, or he finally got to meet, already grown up. So I was into that. All right. So we're going on. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. Our Nation is here, so what's good, what's good, what's good? Okay, so this is Fire Nation Flames. It's called What's Good. She's had it up for 2 years, and she has 752 views. Fire Nation Flames is the YouTube page. Fire Nation Flames, you hear what's good?
It's a movie.
Everything is good in the hood, but still here.
She said, say my name three times. What's good? What's good? That was a good one. I never heard it. That was very good. Like a little bit more than, you know, I mean, you're very lyrical. Moody's in the building. What's up, love? Very lyrical. And this one right here was some shit. You know what I mean? All right. So what we got? We had two artists sending a link with the same song title. One of them happened to be my artist, Spark Easy. So Spark Easy and Seven Shots, they sent in the same song title, both entitled Mask On. Okay, so you know we're gonna let the competitor go first, you know what I mean, and then we're gonna play ours. So we're gonna bring up Seven Shots, which you know he won our first round and we on our third. We did not have a second winner, and we need somebody to put up next to Seven Shots. So this is Seven Shots, Mask On.
Let's go. Money on my mind, gon' chase it. COVID-19, gon' chase it. COVID-19, we got created. Money on my mind, gon' chase it. COVID-19 made you motherfuckers famous. Do us look, cause niggas said he ate it. Cast is the life when you're living in the matrix. Mask on, money on my mind, gon' chase it. COVID-19 made you motherfuckers famous. Do us look, cause niggas said he ate it. Cast is the life when you're living in the matrix. Mask on. Mask on.
Shay's his name in the game, but the same. I love it, never change the spot. I was cross, feeling the same face. Some dangerous blocks, go but change the poker face. Stay with my joker face. All that is just a close range, won't miss you. Used to rock, go wise, head up down the fucking block. Contact, see you, they gon' hear you in the block. It's always business, never personal. Money over everything, family business, do the work to you. Friend of me, no sympathy, evil. The epitome, get my life to get you back, even right. When your enemies, this all I live in, dead time in a pit. I've stayed in the feds, I'ma grind to the end. Lehigh lost, real Drake, thou Washington. Lost more to the game, wore my pride on my chin. There's some hard roads ahead, but I'm in it for the win. Bring my life in the end, respect it where it began. They know, they know, they know, they know. Money on my mind, I'm gonna chase it. COVID-19 made you more famous. Doom was a locker, nigga said he ate it. That's just the life when you're living in the matrix. Mask on, money on my mind, I'm gonna chase it. COVID-19 made you motherfuckers famous. Doom was a locker, nigga said he ate it. That's just the life when you're living in the matrix. Mask on, year after year, tough losses turn lessons. He said, she said, better watch your demographics. Fuck new gun laws, Trump to hate public. Like it, we love it. Demons I slept with. Ain't learned shit from the rock, but new dress code. We back for the depot. Mike's the drug to match yo. Can't find you, I'ma flip your OG. It ain't hard to find me. 7 shots, I'm still leak. Money on my mind, I'll chase it. COVID-19 made you motherfuckers famous. Two of us locked up, niggas said they hate it. That's just the life when you're living in the matrix. Mask on, money on my mind. COVID-19 made you motherfuckers famous. You lost this lock, the chicken said he ate it. Yeah, it's just a lock when you living in the matrix. Mask on.
All right, it's tough though. I mean, it's a catchy. I like it. That's it's tough. Mask on. I guess he kind of referred to the COVID years. The COVID era, whatever you want to call it, how things was going down then. I like it. What's your thing? Daryl liked it. So it was kind of tough. Oh, man. So I'm going to play that real quick, and then we're going to jump over down here to Moody's, because Moody is on here. But I got to play Spark Easy, Mask On, to come back on that, right? What y'all think? All right, we're going to play Spark Easy. Mess this mask on. Oh, Seven had posted that a year ago, and he had 39 views. Spark Easy's mask on, and his YouTube page is under Spark Easy, L before R, loyalty before royalty. He had it up for 2 years, and he has over 3.9K views.
Real, 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 real. You can't check you tall like dudes. Look at the face, noise with the tune. You just say that. them tears for God. You gonna meet him soon. Don't talk that shit, can't walk that shit and do. He said he had a sense of things to the moon. Boom, 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 boom. Up off that club, the mass damn clap up. Defending got drank up. Fix that to that ass up. Off that club, the mass damn clap up. Defending got drank up. Fix that to that ass up.
Yeah, what's up, guys? What do you say?
Sparky's a gangster, so that's a gangster song, okay? Hashtag tear that ass up. All right. All right. Next up, we got Moody 144,000. Wanna have fun. Let me know what y'all think. He said his energy is up and up. Spark, that was a little bit of energy. I don't know. No comparison of the two songs, though, right? No comparison. They both was talking about two different things. You know, Spark on some gangster stuff. And Stevan, he's talking about how things are during the COVID, things that changed a little bit. Two different types of songs. Moody 144,000 Wanna Have Fun has only been up for 6 months and he has over 1.1k views. Wanna Have Fun, y'all?
Go on. It's fun, bro. Nice to see you. You're, you know, baby. Another day, another dollar. But let me tell you, man, this is the bullshit I'm talking about. I try and go out and have fun every fucking weekend because I work on ass all the weekend.
Right?
I go to the club. Trying to have fun. Niggas don't know how to control their liquor.
Right.
Niggas slapping somebody. Or the Will Smith out here.
Right.
Pull out Jamie Foxx. Blame it on the... Nah, nigga, blame it on yourself.
Yeah, movies can break games. Just hop on and check them out. They haven't seen them in a minute.
Yeah, let's take another ass point. Got it.
In trouble.
So he's staying in trouble, but he know how to have fun. That's all that matters.
Hopefully his mom ain't home, bro.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I got a tie in here. Nobody's winning.
Bring it. I'm just laughing.
I need you to vote up. I need you to talk.
Thank you. Relax, bro.
I will see y'all in 2 months. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but I will see y'all in 2 months. Please stop knocking on my door. Thank you. I will see you in 2 months.
Jeez, bro. What do you do this?
So much for that, I guess.
Jeez. 2 months?
I know, bro. I'm like, shit. What the hell did he
Wait
do?
A minute. Is this a video or a song?
Meanwhile.
Crazy.
You know we be having that fire.
I know, man. I was ready to get it in with some of that.
What
the
What up, nigga?
What the hell?
How come from? They said you're going to come out.
Nigga.
Shit.
I just want to
cry. Oh, it's a video, there's no song. It's part of the video. It's new music.
I've been losing
these kids all day. I'm done with this shit. Uno day, like, what is this, y'all? Moody, call me another time, brother. It's all out.
Hey, man.
Cool. Ice cold.
What's up, trendsetter? All right. Okay. Yeah, so I was digging around for that video. I'm going to do y'all later. All right, I found it, what I was talking about. All right, we got two more coming up. Two more to go before we do the contest. And all y'all that stayed with me, you know we have the contest at the end of the show, and let's go over the prizes again. Let's go over the prizes, but some people just got here, you know, and some people that just got here, I'm going to let them know that the purpose of the program is to help the artists and creators increase their views on YouTube, their subscriptions, their fans, so that they can monetize and earn new revenue. Okay, so and by the end of this promo, which we're doing 10 artists every Monday, so the last 10 weeks, and by the time we're done, we'll have done at least 100 songs. I'm gonna say 100 songs because you can come in over and over again. I ain't gonna say 100 artists, we're gonna at least 100 songs. You know, I would like to have 100 artists, but everybody doesn't participate, okay? You said the mix was a little tough to hear, Daryl, on Moody's. Well, you know what? It was a little different because it is actually for the video, you know? And I didn't choose to do videos to post up everybody's video so that we can sit here and watch them because everybody doesn't have a video for their song. So maybe after this promo is over, we can do a video promo. You know, that could be something that we could get done. But y'all can follow him at Moody144,000 on YouTube. Get those views up. Please get those views up for all our artists and creators. Okay, next up we have, boy, and I gotta go to bathroom. Where's that at? Oh, all right. Oh, here it is. We have Chief Rekka. Chief Rekka. Which Chief Rekka out of Canada somewhere. This is called Hold the Mill. Can you post all the links later? Hell no, I'm not posting all the links later. No. That's nobody's paying me, so I'm not posting everybody's links. I'm not doing that. I'm telling them now. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get subscribers as well, and I'm trying to get people to subscribe and follow my pages, you know? So we all doing that. Y'all got to post your own links. I can't do it, Daryl. I can't do it, Daryl. You're welcome to post your link in these comments right here, and anybody that's on the page can click on it. It's easy. That's easy for y'all. All right, so here we go. Chief Rekka, Hold a Mill. 10 days old, 23 views. 10 days. There you go.
I'm gonna hold the mill, have your dad like overkill. Make you bow down and you know it's real. Put you on my suit, cold and chill. Feel like I'm on a field, spinning a block and it's not a drill. Looking for the topic still, running the game and you got the will. I just wanna hold the mill, have your dad like overkill. Make you bow down and you know it's real. Put you on my suit, cold and chill. Feel like I'm on a field, spinning a block and it's not a drill. Looking from the top and still, running the game and you got the will. Everything I'm out of has come true. And it's just styles like Kung Fu. Heavily fitted and junk food. Bring all the one that's fun too. Jump off as a way that I run through. It's a man, a way that I sub to. On a vibe when I'm playing a club too. One tune every way that I want to. Come through and I'm here, they're harder than hammers. Got my respect, so make sure it ain't matter. House full of glass, about to get shattered. You ain't important, not what it matters. Watching them scatter, moving like vultures. Turn up the light and I'm breaking the focus. Right about light, you ain't breaking the show. Cause kicking you out and I'm giving you notice. I'm hold the wheel, have you all day like overkill. Make you bow down and you know it's real. Put you on my so cold and chill. Feeling like I'm on a field. Spinning a block and it's not a drill. Looking for the top and still. Running the game and you got the will. I just wanna hold the mill. Have you all dance like overkill. Make you bow down and you know it's real. Put you on like so cold and chill. Feeling like I'm on a field. Spinning a block and it's not a drill. Looking from the top and still. Running the game and you got the will. Yeah,
anyway, you said y'all know what's next, right? You say I have a crazy hook. Yeah, they'll be able to see all them after the live. It'll be up on it'll be on my page. Yeah, be right on the Facebook page. But it's that Chief Rekka has a crazy hook on that Hold the Mill. Yeah. I didn't hear him rap at the Disco Fest. I didn't hear him rap. I think I've seen him go up on the stage and he was hype man for somebody. But I didn't hear rap. I got a little busy at the Distro Fest. He was. Damn. I know, but we spent some time with him though. I mean, it was nice, but I got caught up with the intruders and stuff, so I didn't, you know, I missed some stuff. Wow. Okay, so that was Chief Rekka. You spelled it R-E-C-K-A-H. Chief Rekka. Hold the mill. That was him. All right, next up, it already started. Last but not least, we got papers. Powder Whipper Up or Down. Down said that was, I got that. That was another one. All right, this is Powder Whipper Upper. This was recorded thanks to Daryl. Daryl had a, we know who the hell he was, neither. Daryl had his open mic showcase, and the first prize was the artist who won would get a in-studio, well, they would be able to record their song and do an in-studio video. And here is the results of that. Yeah. So I had, I was messing with papers, you know, as an artist, and I had picked him out to, oh, thanks for Chief Records. Thank you. I had picked him out for, to do this because I knew he could go down there and win. I knew what type of artist was down there, whatever, and I knew what was going to be catchy for him to sing out of the songs that he had, and he went down there and he did the job just that. Okay, so this is Powder Whipper Rubber.
Whip my hands sick, flip my bread grip. Happy on that snow, on that 211, that rapper pole. Messing this and stacking that, but you know I'm packing that. AK with that curve, giving that 45 with that back attack. Poking side of that back back with that back back, he sack sack. Talking, looking off sideways, looking in with that back slap. Pissed out, why act wild, why bed fly, why bed corner. I don't really get flashed, nigga, to let you know that thing on it. Whip, bed locked up, my phone jump, I pop up. Move out, entertainment, my boy, moving no slang list. Get you hit with that stainless, backbone, you brainless. Boys in the hood, nigga, I move like I should, nigga. Should style, I'm death row, take these niggas, they cheese, nigga. Black style, I'm supposed to, got out overseas, nigga. Jet blue in that water, try top of that breeze, nigga. Standing up so strong, I ain't bowing out my knees, nigga. I take your girl a cover, I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm shaking out of prison, so you know my body buffer. My swag is on 1,000, plus I keep the ladies coming. I'm a pile with rubber. I take your girl a cover, I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm shaking out of prison, so you know my body buffer. And my swag is on 1,000, plus I keep the ladies coming. Spit it on the cover, make it bubble. You don't want no trouble, you don't want no cross it. Pause it if they get you buffed. I've been really on the plank, running trains, spitting plank, and I'm shaking out of prison. Back up for my kid, whoever said I couldn't do it, man, I threw them niggas strong. And I do it for myself, and for myself, I do it strong. I'm a worldwide legend, I'ma show you how to pitch it. I'ma show you how to whip it, I'ma show you how to get it. And it ain't cooking no more, it's a brand new type of fit. Eagle Beagle, put the regal, you can serve them different people. Tell the people pay for me, just to hear me on stage. Me and me, I'm switching up, I'm on the brand new circle. Way about to kill the fucking gang. $100 million made, I'm staying with position. My position, man, you don't be missing. Better pay better attention, cause the people want to take you, put you to the side. Chuck your shit and don't be lying. I'm a pilot with a rapper. I take your girl a cover. I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm straight from out of prison, so you know my body buffer. My swag is on 1,000, plus I keep the ladies coming. I'm a pilot with a rapper. I take your girl a cover. I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm straight from out of prison, so you know my body buffer. And my swag is on 1,000, plus I keep the ladies coming. Just watch out for that coyote. Them cows coming, that's wild, bro. They don't stop doing what you don't. Somebody doing what you don't. Change up like a rain. Rejuvenate your game up, good change up, get change up. This game, if he ain't up to me, better break. So if you stand that cold blood like an egg, that middle man is not better when she's jagging up the brakes. Just cut hard, so hard, nigga, we're working out them picks. Put it down, mess it to the limit, where the game is at. Move it up when you get them busted, make sure your knees are eating. Swagged out, I got a lot to say, I'm first done, I'm profiled. Ride around with a bitch that's getting DNA, you know how I did it. Brick man like a stick man, ride around with them bulls. My party's jumping, I'm dug out. Hit it with the hits, I'll turn them out. Keep coming back, I don't burn them out. Been never jam, I rice it out. Certified music from an OG, that's paper man, and it's paper man, and that's just out there, my bigger man. Roll a stone, I'm about to make a stand. I'm a pilot with a rapper. I take your girl a cuffer. I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm straight from out of prison, so you know my body buffer. My swag is on 1,000, plus I keep them ladies coming. I'm a pilot with a rapper. I take your girl a cuffer. I'm a mean motherfucker, and I'm only getting tougher. I'm straight from out of prison, so you know my body buffer. And my swag is on 1,000, plus I keep them ladies coming.
All right, Therese Gardner. Papers, His YouTube is crazy. His YouTube page is under Paper Bands with a Z 4558. That's his page on YouTube. So make sure you put, if you remember Paper Bands with a Z and a 4, you'll be all right. You'll get it. How to whip her upper. You know, he also has some other songs that was on YouTube that are under other people's labels. So we'll find it if he enters them next week or so. So that's about it. We do have a winner. We do have a winner. I have tallied up the comments as votes, and everybody had been voted on. And the most votes that we had tonight, should I tell you now? We have a winner. See, you put the thumbs up. I'm gonna make a banner for it real quick. So I don't have to say it. All right, third week winner is okay. It will scroll across the bottom. Who we got, y'all? Yeah, our books. Moody, 144,000. We want to have fun, y'all. Want to have fun. Moody is the winner. Moody is the winner of an in-studio interview and a choice of a track on RMC Independent Radio. RMC Independent Radio, hip hop station. You guys, it's my station. Yeah, your music's here. All right, so Moody is the winner on that. And it was great. Moody came in with the most votes. And like I want to say, his comments was more than anybody else's, okay? A lot more than anybody else's that we got, all right? So Moody's the winner on that, and I can't wait to have an interview with him. Now, this is what I want to tell you guys before we do the engagement random thing. I want to tell y'all about next Monday's prize for the viewers, okay? I'm giving out a nice prize, so I'm going to let y'all in on it, all right? This movie is out, okay? A hip-hop story. It's been released in AMC theaters, and I'm giving away a gift card so that you can go see it. And it's a comedy for sure. All right, it's it's a pioneer of culture that joins forces with a few of the rap music's elite performers. It's an attempt to save hip hop. It's a comedy movie, okay? And it was written by Appian Crockett. I don't know if he seen me looking on YouTube or whatever today. I don't know, but as I was planning this show, Appian Crockett invited me to his broadcast channel, and I was like, this has only got to be God, because how does this man know? You know what I mean? All I did was look at the video. I didn't comment. I don't know. But I went back and I did. I made some comments somewhere. But anyway, so it was written by Appian Crockett, directed by Damane Radcliffe. And they got Cedric the Entertainer's in it, Wayne Brady, Damian Wayans, Little Mama, Skeet Carter, Tretch, Razzcast, and T-La Rock. Damn. Let me know next week when you win and when you go, because, you know, I researched this stuff and I'm listening to the culture and stuff, and I haven't even seen it yet. So I just want to play the trailer for you guys. So let me set it up real quick here. Hold on. Just give me a second, because I didn't set it up yet. Where's the share screen? Oh, shit. I got to go back to that. Okay, I got it. Let's see what I can do. Hold on, guys. I got them all right here. All right. Is this big enough for us to see it? Play it.
It's nothing like the down home blues. Who's next?
Give him the number one. The number one?
Allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm one of the pioneers of hip-hop. We were living large.
I come out the house and I choke everybody on the block. All right, Lives, bro.
If I tried to hand you this pen.
Hip-hop for the live and well.
Hip-hop is dead.
The game is trash right now. These whack MCs are brainwashing these kids.
Everybody in the street doing a stupid doodle dance.
What is that?
Meanwhile, we got lyrics who built this, working at Burger Joint.
Salt and pepper's here.
Salt.
I love hip-hop, but I hate rap.
They don't respect the OGs no more.
Hey, get somebody taller to stop these Johns. Early.
We got to bring real hip-hop back.
I'm in.
In one ear and right out the other.
Okay? What are you doing here, bro?
Hip-hop needs you.
Now you show up after all this time?
We got some white women with some really fat asses waiting for you.
Okay.
Hip-hop or bebop or wobbity bamboo.
Look at my shoes.
That's why I began to bond for us.
I slit my mom's throat with a pair of scissors.
God damn.
All right, Joe.
There's nothing like the down home.
It's
blue.
So hard. This thing is so light to touch. I'm telling you. So, that's it, y'all. Like, I mean, y'all want to go see it? I think it's great. I think it's gonna be a lot of artists and stuff in it, and I think it's gonna be funny and it's something to do. You know what I mean? To take the monotony off of this. I think I gotta do this again. You know, lighten up a little bit, y'all know. Hip hop's not dead or anything like that, but y'all gotta lighten up a little bit, you know? Gotta lighten up. Yeah, I know y'all saw that. So we're ready to award this prize for our viewers. Which will be, I know that hip hop is more than music, which be this t-shirt. It's a Dot Hip Hop t-shirt, and you find out more about it when you scan that barcode, okay? And this is a brand. The owner's name is Monty. Monty gave us these shirts so that he'd be able to connect with artists and show them how to protect their intellectual property. So we're going to spin the board. It's a random drawing. And if you win, you can send me your address and I'll ship it over to your house directly to you. Is you ready? All right, let me get on there. Let's see who's ready. Did I put it up? Hold on. Wait. Let me make sure I put it up. Okay, now it's up. Last time I did it, people couldn't even see it. Not last time, but when I first did. All right, so we have six people in here that have been making comments, and the only way that you can win is to make a comment on the live, and your name is automatically entered in the drawing. Anybody can be a winner. It is random. Let's go. She wins every night. Every night, Fire Nation Flames, you are the winner. You are the winner. All right, see you guys, you gotta be consistent to be a winner. All right. So Fire got another t-shirt. All right. So we're gonna leave it here, right here for her. But we're gonna ship it out. She gonna get it. That's dope. So next week is going to be the gift card for AMC Theaters to go see A Hip Hop Story. Okay? Make sure you guys go to see that. I can't wait to go see it. It's been out for a few days now. So, and it's only in AMC Theaters. Hint, hint, hint. If you're smart. If you know, you know. Okay? If you know, you know. All right. That's all I'm going to say is, like, I might be going. But anyway, I don't want to give it away. It's the comedy, guys. I haven't seen it. With the culture joins forces with a few rap music's elite performers to attempt to save hip-hop, which they say is dying in the thing. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for coming today. And I want my listeners to continue their journey towards promoting social awareness, unity in, you know, your own professional lives. Unity in business, you know, make sure that your business has some kind of encouragement or inspiration for someone else. You know, it's not always all about you and what you do as a creator. You know, that's the whole word, unity. Like, you got to share what, I don't care. Like, I know that it's hot in here. I'm in here by myself right now, but I share my platform with so many people, you know what I mean? I'm always putting people in my platform, you know, to make sure that, you know, that I have something for somebody. And I always feel like, I don't know, I have to dedicate a portion of every episode to educating the listeners, you know, and give specific topics related to social awareness and unity in business. You know, those are the subjects that I like to cover. So I do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I dedicate Mondays here now to music, you know. But we really want to provide a lot of practical advice and actionable steps to our listeners to implement, and, you know, to implement into their businesses. You know what I mean? So I do have another job, you know what I mean? So while I'm working, like, I'm really thinking and doing and breaking and taking time to put things together so that I have something to bring to y'all. You know, I just don't want to sit here and play music and say boom, 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 play the music. You know what I mean? I want to have something else to bring to y'all. All right. So it's a lot of things that's going to be coming up. Everybody's getting ready for South by Southwest. And everybody, please have safe travels or whatever. I still have a chance to go. I haven't decided whether I'm going to go or not. But if you don't see me, that's where I'll be. Okay? So I don't know. I was invited. But remember, guys, you guys are my friends, and you know, I really, really, really appreciate you guys helping me out. I really appreciate by supporting me and you know, following me and you know, whatever role you play. I really, really, really appreciate it. I appreciate my co-hosts, you know. I mean, I know I had a few here, there, and whatnot, but I really appreciate them, you know what I mean? And I just want to make long-lasting relationships. But it's time. My time has expired, and time for me to get up out of here. That's all I could do. All right, Fire, so you're the winner today. And guys, it's time for us to get up out of here. But let me see. I got a song that I might want to play on the way out. I can't find it. Let's go back. There we go. Chief Wrecker, you done came and we done played your thing and we about to end.
They like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story. They like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story. I'm not saying I'm invincible, but I'm ready for anything, and it don't matter the level I'm visible. Told me that you ran that corner waiting, and I said, fuck it, grab the top and slid around that corner. Fuck you saying, I'm the only one that control my life. I won't let my future be up to buy some shit that ain't right. That's why I've been down that road too much. Truth be told, that's why I'm alone and fuck with niggas too much. I be in my own world, trying to be a god there, gain all the necessary knowledge, become a god here, cause the clock racing, hands moving yearly, I can't let it be another one of those that can snare me, without me taking all the proper precautions to get rich, staying locked in, focused, that's how you get that shit, closer than I ever been, I got offers on my table, shit only coming once, so while I'm breathing a label, I'ma build my fucking own empire, my own label, show that my purpose and meant well, mom, I'ma do this shit for you, I'ma do it well. Never thought I'd see the day where I'm giving farewell. She left a nigga dead inside, man, that shit hurt like hell. She left a nigga dead inside, man, that shit hurt like hell. Think I really understand why shit happened the way it did, and I was forced right into a child's worst nightmare. Think about it now, all the shit I experienced was put to the test as a young and a living experience. She broke me in a way, but overall I'm still fighting. Let these balls fucking strike down upon feet like lightning. Catch my drift, feel my pain, just listen. Who you criticize, we're all pay more attention. I never asked to be a part of this shit. God showed me I had a talent, had to acquire it quick. For this production, no, it won't be shot by 30. For those who ever doubted me, your vision was blurry. Never seen a young nigga for the goat that I am. I was chosen, my man. How you couldn't see him, my man? You fucked up when the devil dropped the knife in your hand. From all us backstabbing to backbiting. And this is karma in its truest form. I'm not lying. Nah, you really turned into a fucking tyrant. And I'ma have a fucking begging for mercy like a peasant who worked the whole day without water, hot and thirsty. Y'all understand the monster y'all created. I gained the strength to overcome that sedation. Now I'm on my shit. It's no more the land. Got a daughter on the way, so I'm born super sane. Lyric daddy gonna make sure you good. I'm not playing. Teach you what it is to be a lady, be a real woman. Know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story. They like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story. They like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story. They like, stop playing, write your story. Better tell your story, make it hit home, make it feel your story.